some of the most interesting probably to your listeners are in terms of a map that we did of life expectancy, where we showed up to 18 years difference in how long people can expect to live based on the zip code that they live in St. Louis City and St. Louis County. We also report on the link between education and health, as well as poverty and health. So we noted that of the little over 3,100 deaths in a single year among African-American adults, about one in six of those deaths were attributable to poverty and low levels of education, less than high school education. Wide disparities in terms of victimization from violent crime, homicide rates that are about 12 times the rate of whites, astronomical differences in rates of STDs.
But I guess a lot of these issues that you're raising, they're not going to be news to people, right? We know that these are chronic problems in St. Louis. So why do a report like this?
These are issues that we know exist, but I'm not sure that everyone understands how they're implicated in this. I'm not sure everyone understands the connection that someone suffering in another part of our region has on them and their family.
Well, exactly. I was going to say some people might listen to this conversation and say, you know, I know about this. I feel bad about it, but these aren't my problems. This isn't about me. So what would you say to those people?
I would say these are very much all of our problems, as the title of the project suggests, For the Sake of All. Just in terms of the economic impact, we spend about $1.1 billion a year on diabetes, cancer, and heart disease. And if we reduced or eliminated the disparity between African Americans and whites, we could save $65 million of that. And just in terms of high school dropout, 2,000 African American 9th through 12th graders dropped out of school in 2012 alone. And we estimate that their loss just in earnings is between $694 million and $1.5 billion. That is tax dollars that aren't being paid. That's business demand that's not being created, homes that aren't being bought, in addition to the social services and unemployment and crime and other things that are attached to not completing schooling. So all of these issues are intertwined, and all of those impacts are intertwined.
These are big problems, right? They're difficult to address. They take a lot of money to address. They take coordination. They take leadership. How are you going to try to see actual change happen for African Americans in the St. Louis region?
These do seem like big, intractable problems, but there are ways of solving them. I'll give you an example. The clinic that's being run by Mercy at Roosevelt High School and being funded by the Boeing Corporation, how you can intervene in a place where most kids spend most of their time, why not provide the health care there? There are things that we can do. Some of this stuff is already being tried in St. Louis. It needs to be brought to scale, and people need to know that it's happening.